The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
I absolutely do not believe for a moment that God is in complete control. And I know there are some of you that are like, I'm not buying any of this. I don't want to listen to this. Whatever. I get it. Changes is a difficult endeavor. Now, if we believe the Bible, if you're a follower of Christ and believe the Bible is God's word, this idea of being sinful, ooh, that's something a lot of people don't want to hear. Said in a different way, and I'm not theologically that advanced, but for me, I think saying it in a slightly different way, we're naturally selfish. We naturally, bottom line, hey, what's in it for me? What's best for me? Like it's impulsive and instinctual to turn everything back on ourselves. That's the sin nature. And there's nothing natural about pursuing a road of difficulty. Here's a word that is almost void of the Western church. When was the last time you heard a sermon on suffering and the spiritual implications of suffering? We're all about, hey, God's good all the time God's good, and blessings and a whole array of other things. And I'm not saying that's not part of it. It is. I praise God for it. He's a loving God. He loves me. He loves you. But then it gets to parts where we're like, not so sure I buy the judgmental God, right? Or a righteous God. And you look at what we are capable of doing as human beings, not only to each other, but to ourselves. Stay with me, please. When I think of what has transpired over the last year plus, and what is virtually void from any public conversation, do you know what deaths of despair are? Tens of thousands of people that have been impacted by draconian measures and lockdowns, government overreach, overstepping their bounds, saying the church is not essential. Find out for yourself. Overdoses, suicides. We're talking about like never seen before. Now, when I talk about suffering, I'm not saying somehow it's spiritual to do that to yourself. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying, sinfully, the path usually is the one that we want to pursue. That's the easiest one. Sin can be fun. But if you follow God's word, if you are a follower of Jesus, sin comes with consequences. And if you're just living your life for you and whatever's good for you, and you don't want to entertain something that may be a little bit, well, difficult to grasp, let alone what we're talking about here, a narrative that has been organized and pushed upon us. Said a different way, and there may be 14% of you that get this. This is a spiritual war. This is what we're seeing right now fully. We are seeing evil manifest. What do I mean by that? Simply that lies are being purported as truth. Certain truths are being reported as lies. And there's no in between. There's been a complete censorship of the free flowing of information as it applies to from a medical perspective from early on till right now. And if you're not even willing to do some soul searching to realize that we're talking about, oh, I'm going to get out there here. Lord, please give me the words. To enslave the souls of men. Evil would use fear as a tactic to almost breed a sense of codependency on false gods. Fear is caused by spreading a false narrative that brainwashes the majority of humanity. And we are in a propaganda war. I made mention of this before. God made everything with his wisdom. Isaiah 49:16. There are people, dare I say it, they want to be deities of themselves. They want to enslave the souls of man for their narcissistic motives. Evil motives, if you will. One of the conversations I've had with a handful of listeners over the last year, do you really believe there are people out there that are that bad that they would let people die needlessly? And my response is, take a look at history. Even ideologies. What are we seeing the rise of right now in our country? Marxism, socialism. Check out some of the dudes that led some of their dictatorial campaigns with large amounts of people. Heck, we'll just even cut it to present day tense. China. You have to be in complete denial to not know about enslavement camps in China right now and what some corporations are doing to cut bucks, stuff that you may be wearing, you may not even aware of. It's slave labor. And corporations go, well, you know, we got to make a buck here. So we stay in bed with a country and a government like China. And for me, what has been the absolute literal saving grace in my life, when I became a follower of Christ and I started reading God's word in the Bible, all the answers are in the Bible. And the Bible says God's truth is folly to non-believers. You won't get it. I didn't get it when I was a non-believer. You become a follower of Christ, you start reading the Bible, Ephesians, chapter Ephesians 6. Put on the full armor of God. What does that mean? You've got to be willing to get on your knees and ask God to show you the truth. Can't serve two masters. If you're too worried about your own stuff, your own life, your own desires, your own wants, your own goals, and you kind of sprinkle in, God, I love you, but I got this today. Versus being completely dependent on him by the power of the Holy Spirit to show you the truth. And I don't wish suffering upon anyone. But here's the truth. Large majority of the human population is suffering right now. And we as followers of Christ, I ask that you cultivate the compassion at least to pray for people that are dying on this planet right now, not from COVID, but from hunger, starvation, not even having access to food and clean water. We should not allow this to happen. There's no excuse for this. None. We have enough technology and the collective will of people to take care of one another. But those conversations about, do you really think there are people on the planet that would have people needlessly die? Frank, that's horrible. I don't know the statistics, but a child dies every moment on the planet of chronic and persistent hunger. What, we don't have enough food in the world? Of course we do. We just don't have a collective will to take care of others that we may not acknowledge as being our family, may not being our friends, our loved ones. Love your neighbor. Christian persecution throughout the world. People that give their lives. They say they follow Jesus on this day where they know they may not live throughout the day. And again, I'm just trying to share some hard truth here. God help the person that you're hung up in our country about you don't like the way the pastor preaches, or you don't like the worship service, or whatever it is, and you got 9 Bibles at home and you've not opened one in the last year. There will be a day of reckoning. There will be a day of judgment. We are going to stand in front of the God of the universe, and he is going to say, well done and good and faithful servant, or he's going to say, leave me, I never knew you. And you can believe what you want. You can go, I'm not down with that Jesus thing. Oh, that's just for you weak folk. Okay. Here's the truth. One of us is going to be right one day very soon. And for me, Jesus is Lord. You can have a relationship with him right now. But you have a right to choose. You have free will. Yes or no. And when you say yes to him and you ask for forgiveness, you're imbued by the power of the Holy Spirit. Guess what? You have access to intelligence that you've never experienced or understood before. You can read the Bible one day. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You give your life to the Lord. You ask for forgiveness. You put your faith and trust in him. You ask him to lead you. You read the very same part of the Bible the next day, and all of a sudden, it makes sense. Because you have the power of the Holy Spirit in you. Last thing, Holy Spirit is alive and active right now. God sees everything. God is not a God of fear. If you're a follower of Christ, do not live in fear. Live your life. Speak God's truth. Share the gospel. Get excited about what is to come. But my goodness, if you're not right with God and you need to repent of some stuff, get right with God and repent. And let's get on with this. Whatever may it come. But God is in complete control. And those of us that say Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, no one can do anything to you. No one can take anything away from you. You have a fire inside of you that can change the world. Why don't we start by changing our homes?
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.